Hello, everybody. This is Marcus and Tricia Draper coming at you from uturnradio.org studios. And we just want to welcome you to the messengers.
Calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers, calling all the messengers.
Given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past, it's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they're stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's all right, 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 and you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out, can't wait around, cause seen plenty of hatred, death, and destruction where ignorance kills many. The blind leading the blind, we turning the blind eye. That alone is a crime, we got the power of life. I know that we make mistakes, don't let them keep you away. Mercy, love, and His grace, the reason we move ahead. Speak out, though we never been qualified to do it. I ain't earned it, I was loved into it, I'm brand new, yeah. And I know it's all right, 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 you know, it's your lie, lie, lie. And we know, the time's running out, can't wait around, cause
can you hear it?
I can hear it.
I can hear it too. What a blessing it is to be back on the air with everybody here. We are sitting up with our second episode, and we're excited about everything going on today.
Yes, we are. We have a pretty big show planned for you today. And
yes, we do.
We're excited to get started. Let's just introduce ourselves. I'm Tricia Draper.
And I'm Marcus Draper.
And we go to the Father's house here in Decatur, Texas, and
Pastor Kevin Casey.
That's right.
And if you want to, you can visit our church website at www.tfhpeople.com. We have many sermons up there you can watch, and just see exactly what Pastor Kevin or anybody. Last two weeks, we've had some great guest speakers, Mike Wheat and Larry Fair, come in and has some great messages through them. But Pastor Kevin has some excellent messages as well, because they're all Holy Spirit driven.
That's right. Well, we are talking to you this this month. We are focusing on the words of your mouth, and today we're going to be talking about speaking life. Your words have the power to bless someone's day or totally ruin it. Two things can be said that could totally change someone's life.
Yeah.
I believe in you, or you will never amount to anything.
Now, have you ever spoken life or death to somebody? Now, I have. Anybody out there, have you? It's important that we do speak life. Now, if anybody out there would like to email us, we have a computer set up in here, and we can get your emails immediately right now. Mm-hmm. I'd like to encourage you to email us at themessengersradio@gmail.com. And we'll get that. I've got it pulled up looking at it right now, so I don't see anybody's email. So I'm looking forward to, if you have any prayer requests, though, praise reports, questions about what we're talking about, we would love to hear from you. And that goes not only for right now, but throughout the week.
That's right.
So we will be answering you back.
Definitely.
Now, we have a new website that I actually just got up last night, and I'm kind of working on and trying to get things. But if you want to join us there as well, we'll have some of the radio dramas up there, the testimonies and such and stuff. But you can join, go to that webpage. It's themessengersradio.com.
Very good.
Awesome.
Very good. You're working very hard.
I am working very hard. Twitter, we're on Twitter, at Messengers Radio.
Mm-hmm. And so, Facebook.
And Facebook. We're at The Messengers. So join us all over.
Yes. We shouldn't be too hard to find.
We're trying to saturate the internet with the word. And that's not a bad thing, I don't think.
No. Let's see. Today, you have the choice to speak life over someone or the choice to not speak life over someone. That's a pretty big responsibility.
Yeah.
In the Bible, Matthew 12, verse 36 through 37 says, "But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned."
And in Proverbs 18:21, this says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit."
That's right. And that fruit can be life-giving fruit or death-giving fruit.
Now, it's not just speaking, just thinking something bad about somebody. That can also be a life or death situation as well.
That's right.
You know, not just the words that come out of your mouth, but also the thoughts in your head. Are you thinking, "What did that guy cut me off?"
Mm-hmm.
You know? I hope he crashes. You know, you don't want to say stuff like
no,
that. When somebody cuts you off, you know, or when somebody says something bad about you, don't speak death over them.
You know, it does say in the Bible to bless your enemies. If you bless your enemies, it's like heaping burning coals upon their head.
Ouch!
And but it blesses them, and it blesses you to say that.
Yeah.
God rewards you for that.
And how great a reward will we have in heaven?
Wow.
Just for believing, first off.
That's right. And then when you have the Holy Spirit, you get closer and closer to God, and the more you grow, the better it is.
Oh, one other thing I forgot to say also, if you know anybody out there that doesn't have internet connection, we have a phone number you can call. Mm-hmm. It calls into Spencer, Iowa, but the phone number is 712-432-9479. Now, I want to let you know this also, that if you need to have unlimited talking availability, something like that.
Otherwise, it will rack your minutes up.
Yeah. So, anyway, wanted to throw that out there as well. So we're trying to get out there as much as possible, get as many people listening.
Yes. So, let's talk a minute about how what you say affects not only others but ourselves too. So some things you can say to others that would be bad or hurt them. You could, when you say bad words, you can kill a dream. You can make them self-conscious. You can stunt their spiritual growth. Or you could shake their trust. There's so many things that can happen.
Right. Now, you said something about bad words. We want to make sure that not just bad words. You
yeah,
know? It's,
not just...
It's just words that are not life-giving.
That's right.
So it's important to understand
putting someone down.
Right.
Or
putting someone down or or anything to that degree.
Yeah.
Anything that Jesus wouldn't say, I think would be bad, don't you?
Yes.
I love those little bracelets still. Man, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
No, how about what would Jesus say? Just put it that way. Would Jesus say something like that to that person?
Yeah.
If not, then man, maybe you need to think about what you're fixing to say.
That's right.
Because we need to make sure we have our tongue in check.
Yes, we do.
Before we say it, like we said, you know, the up here you said Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death.
So it's amazing that can be, that little teeny organ in your whole body can bless someone or curse someone. It's amazing. But let's look at some reactions for edifying others or building others up.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about just the bad today. We want
to
talk about the good.
That's right. We want to give you some good things. When you build someone up, it encourages them. You can begin relationships with them.
Yeah.
It teaches them, and you can rejoice.
Yeah.
It can make them rejoice.
Now, I know one thing when you talk about it begins a relationship. One thing that I know that you do while you're working at Brahms
mm-hmm.
is you will talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't look very happy.
That's right.
And you will speak life.
I always ask them how they're doing, how their day is going, you know, things like that. And it's just amazing to see these people, just their faces light up and their eyes are just bright. It's like somebody actually cares about me.
And
I just love it. It's just Jesus flowing through me. It's great.
Yeah. And what you're doing is you're putting your thoughts away from yourself and on them.
That's right.
And they're seeing that, and they're saying, well, maybe this person really does care,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And I do.
Yeah, you do. Trust me, because she will ask people if they have any prayer requests, and she will write them down on a receipt.
I did that today.
You did. And if she says she's going to pray for you, she does that. I guarantee you, because she has a stack of receipt paper with everybody's name and whatever they need prayer for, and she walks around our room in a circle and prays for each individual person, not mm-hmm. just that whole stack. She prays for each individual person.
That's
so
great.
If you, and here's one thing you need to do. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, you need to do it.
Yes.
So those are speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, you better pray for them. When somebody asks me to pray for them, I don't normally say I'll do it, because I want to if they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have some kind of disease or something, or somebody that needs something in their life, I will say, let's do it right now. I don't want to forget, because you know, I don't always have a piece of paper or something that I can write anything down on.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take authority over that sickness or that disease or that situation.
Yes.
We want to take authority. It's speaking life that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus already gave us, he's already done everything he's ever going to do. God's already done everything he's ever going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, it's us. And we are put on the spot because we need to speak the truth. We need to speak life into these people.
Yes.
You know, it's our faith. Sometimes it's our faith that's going to that's going to shake somebody loose from whatever the devil's got a hold of them on.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's God going to use us for to help others.
And if you ask God to use you, I guarantee you he's going to put somebody in your path.
That needs your help.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's look at some good things that saying good over yourself can do for you.
Right.
It can cause good things to happen.
Right.
You can call things into being mm-hmm. as they're not, but as though they were.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, got a little tongue-tied. It can affect your self-esteem. It speaks life spiritually and physically. It's amazing how you can speak good things over yourself and your physical body will react
yes.
to what you say. We'll be talking a little bit more about that next week when we talk about physical healings and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it also causes dreams and hope.
Yes.
It gives you just a satisfaction, you know? It builds you up when you say good things about yourself.
Amen.
And on the flip side of that, when you talk bad about yourself, it destroys so much. It can lead to failure. It limits God and yourself. You wouldn't think you can limit God, but you can by your words.
Yeah.
it discourages you and brings you down. That's where a lot of depression comes from.
Yeah.
Is saying bad things over yourself and thinking wrong thoughts.
Yeah.
It can stop the spirit from flowing.
Yeah.
And it can undo God's work. All the work that he's done in you, it can just totally undo it.
Yes, it can. Now, I'd like to encourage everybody. There is a book out there that Andrew Wolpman wrote, and we're talking about, Tricia was just talking about, depression.
Yes.
Andrew's book is called Self-Centeredness, The Root of All Grief. And if you don't have this book, it's a small book. It doesn't cost but about $10. But it's a short read. But, man, will it change your life.
Yeah.
If I know that we have some at the Father's House. If you want to come, if you want to drop by and buy one of those, man, it's an excellent book. I'm telling you, if you're depressed, that is not what God has for you. God did not cause that. God did not cause any sickness. God did not cause disaster.
That's
he doesn't
right.
cause any of this.
He doesn't.
But the devil has the world, a lot of the world, believing that God causes this stuff. We even have things at my old job.
Mm-hmm.
They would say natural, or not natural disaster, but disasters. God, I can't remember how they had it, but it was basically blaming God. For these disasters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, if you'd have a day off if that particular thing happened.
Well, God can't do that. First of all, he can't lie. And second of all, he can't hurt people. That's not his nature. He doesn't do that.
Exactly.
And these are some things that God has recently spoken to me about the power of your words. He told me to speak what you hear me say, and you will never go wrong. That was him speaking. And every day I write down in a journal just things I hear from God.
A journal?
And
how many journals do you have that you've completed just since last year? Eight journals since last year, right?
Since the beginning of August.
Beginning of this year? Last year.
Last year,
August,
the beginning
hadn't
begun of
yet.
August.
So eight journals. It hadn't even been a year yet, and she's got eight journals full. Now, the Lord has spoken something to her that it's not just these journals are not just for her. Oops, sorry. These journals are not just for her. They're going to be for other people.
That's
right. So I'm guessing the way the Lord is saying this to you, that these are going to get published somehow.
You think? I don't know.
Now, Tricia reads these to me every day when she writes them.
I do.
Or sometimes we miss a day, but she'll go back and read them to me. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, the Word of God is strong in her life right now. The Word of God is just flowing through her. Sorry, I didn't mean to stop you there, but man, there are some great things that we're going to be talking about that God has spoken through you that you're fixing to say.
Yes.
So.
These are just recently. He said, it's not that I need to hear it, it's that you need to say it.
Amen.
It upsets the enemy and causes you strength all at the same time.
Who doesn't want to make the devil angry?
I do. I want to make him angry.
You want to stop his attack is what the thing is.
I want to show him he's just a little itty-bitty thing and I have so much more control over him than he even realizes.
I've heard people say, you know, when we get to heaven and we see the devil, we're probably going to look at it and say, that was it?
Yeah.
That's all he is?
But we just let him get to us and make us think he's this big, huge influence.
Yeah. Because it's all about the mind to him. He can get in our mind.
Yeah.
And if he can get you believing these things that are false, man, he's got a hold of you. But the Word of God says that that everything he says is a lie.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's all it is.
Another thing he said to me was, it's not me, it's you who needs to hear it.
Amen.
So God knows, you know, our heart. He knows what we're going to say.
Yeah.
But you need to say it out loud because we ourselves need to hear it.
And we need to be speaking that life out. If we're speaking words that are from God, then man, those are life-giving words.
Yes.
But if you're speaking words from the devil, those are not life-giving words.
No,
so we need to make sure that we say the right things.
Yes.
The things that we hear the Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, I encourage you, get the Holy Spirit, please.
Yes.
What
and we can pray with you for that.
Absolutely. It's easy. You know, some people think it's so hard. Some people make it hard.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues and everything. Man, I just recently started singing in tongues.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
I did that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I can hear your heart, but you can't.
Yeah.
So he knows what's in our heart, like I said, but we can't hear our heart. So we need to say things out loud. And he said, you grow every time you hear about me, from your lips or others, more so from your lips.
Yeah. What a great thing, man. You know, if we're speaking life, that's amazing. But, you know, we can also hear. I know both of us listened to Andrew and Joyce Myers. Meyer. Andrew mm-hmm. Womack and Joyce Myers. And you've been listening a lot to Carrie Job lately.
Yes.
And it's just having your spirit saturated with the word.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the speaking, but the music.
And music does amazing things.
Yeah. In fact, I remember one time you were in the hospital and Pastor Kevin came up there and we just started singing praises.
Really?
And yeah, you probably don't remember this, but you were in so much pain. But I tell you what, when he started singing the praise music and I started joining in, mm-hmm. man, it just soothed you, your whole body. The whole situation just completely dissipated.
Wow.
So just praise music, worship God.
Yeah.
When it's the hardest thing to do, worship God.
Yes. When you're at your lowest point, that's
right.
The only thing that can help
but
you.
But don't just do it at your lowest point. Do it always.
All the time.
Worship God, even in your times of joy, you know? Don't stop worshiping Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last thing he said was, speak what you believe. Don't just say what you're feeling. Speak the truth you know. Speak my words.
So speak the truth you know. What is the truth that you know, Tricia?
I know that God loves me, and I know that He is for me, and He will not do anything to harm me.
That's right.
He wants to see me prosper. He loves me. And I am just lifted up every time I hear from Him and about Him. Everything.
Amen. That's awesome. All right. Well, we have another radio drama this week for you guys.
Yes.
We want to thank Larry and Melanie Fair also for helping us out with this dramatization.
Yes.
Man,
and
Larry is so typecast as a guy. No, I'm sorry. Larry is typecast, though. He has got this excellent voice. He did the Bridgeport Bulls football games when he was coach there, or you know, working there.
Yeah.
But we just hope you guys really enjoy this. These dramatizations are so fun to do,
mm-hmm.
and we just hope this blesses you guys. Enjoy.
UTurnRadio.org is proud to present The Messenger's Radio Drama.
See Susie over there? See how she is mean to her staff? She belittles them and drags them down. Listen.
Tommy, you are so stupid. You never do anything right. You're a loser. Amy, you are good for nothing. You fail at everything you try to do. And Don, you continue to disgrace yourself and this department. Why are you guys so lazy? You're so disrespectful. Why were you even hired? You guys make me sick. I'm the only one around here who does anything right.
Now look at Dave. He manages people with faith and compassion. He lifts them up. Listen.
Jamie, that report was great. You took time and really put some thought into it. And Jason, you're stepping up to the plate, and you hit a home run. I'm keeping my eye on you, big fella. Andy, wow, buddy, that was great work. I'm so proud of all of you. You make me proud to be your boss.
Which one do you think has the best progress? Obviously, it's Dave and his people. They continue to impress, and their progress is seen in all they do. Susie's team falls short every time. Their reports are the worst in the firm. You can see the results by the way each person speaks to their employees. Susie speaks death. She is self-centered and rude. She belittles each of her people. She says that they are worthless, which takes away their confidence in themselves. She reaps what she sows. They don't even try to please her because they know they can't. So why even try? She stunts their growth with every word out of her mouth. They are mean to her and treat her as poorly as she treats them. They have no respect for her, and even though they say they don't care what she says, it takes a toll on their self-esteem and the way they see themselves every time she puts them down. They feel underappreciated and overworked. Dave, on the other hand, builds his team up, so they try harder to please him. He shows them the respect they deserve, and in turn, it's easy for them to respect him. He's like a father building and grooming his children. They constantly improve with every task they are given. Personally, they are growing and becoming more confident in themselves. They trust in themselves and feel better in general. They are physically healthier and wiser. His team is by far the best in the firm. Now, you may not be a manager, but can you see how the words of your mouth affect others and yourself? Dave has high self-esteem because of a close relationship with God. He sees how God treats his people and knows how to bring out the best in others. He attends church and knows who he is spiritually. He believes in others and knows that speaking words of life over them caused them to feel better about themselves, giving them self-worth. He trusts in God with the words of his mouth and knows how to edify people. Susie, though, speaks a certain death over her team. She has no self-confidence and doesn't know who she is or what she is saying. She is also stressed and only sees things from her perspective. She lets demons into her mind by speaking death and not having a relationship with Christ. She does not know that there is a Heavenly Father who loves her and wants to see her succeed. She tries to do everything out of her own will. She's focused on all the wrong things, disapproves of everything in her life, and sometimes wonders if it is even worth it. She wonders if there is more to life, but hasn't heard differently. Things are caving in around her fast. So, what have you learned from all of this? What kind of person do you want to be?
I want to be like Dave and speak life over people. I want to see people succeed. I want them to have a relationship with God. I want them to know Jesus. But most importantly, I want to be a person who leads people like Susie to Christ. I want to see her find her way in this world by trusting God and speaking God's word into her life. I want to help heal her broken heart. I want everyone to have the relationship with God that Dave has. I want to be a person who values the words of my mouth.
That's a good choice.
Thanks, God.
That's awesome. That was my son Logan at the very end there. And another script that was written by my wife, Tricia. So you were just pounding these things out. I love it.
I am an author.
You are an author, yeah. Duh.
All right, now we want to give you some scriptures that will lift you up. Things that you can say over yourself. These are things that every believer can say. And to those who are not believers yet, let these be words of encouragement to you. We want you to know what you can have in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So, whatever the Word of God says I am, I am. I am a new creation created in Christ Jesus.
That's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Ephesians 6:10.
I am complete in him.
Colossians 2:10.
This is one of my favorites. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth my fruit in my season. My leaf won't wither, and whatsoever I do shall prosper.
And that's Psalms 1:3. More. I just love Psalms and Proverbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're amazing. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's Romans 1:16. That's something that everybody needs to know. You know, do not be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed to share your faith. Yeah. If you're ashamed to share your faith, man, You're not doing what you have been called to do, because you are a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Once you believed, you're grafted into the tree of God, basically. Mm-hmm. You're grafted into the branch. You are part of it. And it says up here that my leaf won't wither. You know, that reminds me of us being a leaf, and God's the tree, and his hands, you know, out in the branches and everything. And I just saw this in the spirit, that we're part of the leaves, you know, every one of us.
That's good.
Cool.
One of my favorite things about that, though, is that I bring forth my fruit in my season, because everybody has different fruit.
Right.
And there's a different seasons for everybody. So you don't have to feel like, oh, I didn't prophesy over someone. I must not be good enough for God. I mean, you can't do that. You have your own fruits, and you bring them forth in your season.
Right.
It's not like you miss something. You have chances. You have seasons to do things.
And a lot of people, what they'll do if they feel like they're supposed to prophesy, you know, if it's not God's timing for you to start that, they'll just stop thinking that, no, I guess I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If you will get saturated with the word, because God will take you in steps. He will not give you everything at once.
That's
because
right.
It will stunt your growth. And he knows that. He knows exactly what you need, exactly when you need it.
That's right.
So it's important that if you feel God is telling you, you know, this is what you're going to do in life, you know, take it step by step. Like, take God's steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's steps will be the only way you can make it through this.
Yes.
Because he's going to train you up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to help you through this whole thing. He's never going to leave you or forsake you, and he will never let you just sit there. Now, a lot of times we'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll stop the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if you do that, God's just going to say, okay, he'll take a step back, and he'll say, well, if you want to try doing this on your own, go ahead.
That's right.
And he'll let you do this.
One thing he says to me over and over in those journals is, follow me. Don't try and lead.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing, too.
Yes.
Like, okay, God, I got to remember to follow, not try and get three steps ahead of myself. So, let's see. Whatever the Word of God says I have.
That's right.
I have the faith of God residing in me.
Mark 11:22.
I have the peace of God that passes understanding.
Wow, that's is it Philippians?
Yeah.
Philippians 4:7. That is a great one.
That is.
You know, if you have the peace of God, you have peace beyond understanding.
Yeah. It changes your whole life. Changes it.
And if you're stressed out, just let the peace of God flow through you.
Yes.
And if you will cast all of your cares and everything on him, that's how you allow the peace of God to flow through you.
Amen. All right, I have God's love.
1 John 4:16.
Amen. I have the mind of Christ.
Philippians 2:5.
Yes.
That's another thing we're talking about. What would Jesus do? You know, what would Jesus say? You need to have the mind of Christ, because you need to really think about your words. You need to think about speaking life. Once again, we're talking about speaking life today here at the Messengers Radio Show. So are you speaking life or are you speaking death?
Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking death, I encourage you to stop it.
Yes.
Search, what does God want you to say to this person?
Mm-hmm.
Speak life over these people.
And over yourself.
Yes.
All right. Whatever the Word of God says I can do, I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Philippians 4:13, one of my favorite scriptures of all time. Oh, man, I love that.
That gets you through so much.
Yes, it does.
Good and bad. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can also always triumph in Christ.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 2:14.
And I can walk by faith.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Yes.
Awesome.
So these are just a few of the verses that we found. We have a little pamphlet that has, and you can find these other places too. Just look on the internet for scriptures of words and things like that.
Bible Gateway is great.
Yes. And it'll bring up these scriptures for you. And just say them out loud. Repeat them over and over. Just yeah. Speak life over yourself.
Another good resource is a book called Armed and Dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah. That will break down individual needs or prayer needs. And like for what's some of the ones, do you remember some of the ones that were in there? Like for alcoholism.
Yeah.
It'll break down
give you scriptures
for that. If you're having problems with
trust
breaks all the scriptures down. It's a great book. It's like $5 or $6, I think. Get it, Mardell. Shout out to Mardell.
Place.
Yeah. Love that place too, man.
Yes, we
I can't go in there and not get anything.
I know.
She knows.
All right. We've been working through Joyce Meyer's book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
We went through some of that last week, and I just want to read an excerpt that I found from that. Speaking words of encouragement to people helps them. It's like a bright spot in an otherwise plain day. That's kind of like what I do at Brahms. I'm making a bright spot.
That's absolutely right.
In people's day.
You're making a bright spot in their life.
That's right.
You never
I
know
hope
what
so.
You're gonna do. You never know. You let me just stop you real quick. You'll never know what a smile would do to somebody unless you try.
That's right. It can only do good. I mean, if you smile at someone, you're not going to hurt them. I mean, they may not smile back, but it's touched them.
Yeah.
It's touched their heart.
It's like I'm planting a seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know what a smile is going to do for somebody.
It's amazing. Okay, she also says, make a habit of complimenting people. That is a good habit. Say something kind and encouraging to everyone you meet, and people will always be happy to see you coming.
Yay!
You will be happier also, for when we make others happy, it always comes back on us.
Amen. And I tell you what, I've been doing this a lot lately. I have been just smiling and and you know, when somebody asks you how you're doing, I say, man, I am blessed.
Yes.
And that changes people. I said that today to a lady at the store. And that she was like, whoa, hey, all right, yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And she wasn't really, you could tell she wasn't really that happy earlier
yeah.
before I said that, man. But I came up in the line, and, man, I put my stuff up on there, and she goes, how's your day, sir? I'm blessed, man. How are you? Hey,
oh, wow.
I'm doing pretty
well,
good,
yeah.
too. If you're doing good, then why can't I, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's amazing to see that. I just love going to work just for that. Purpose even is just to make a difference in someone's day. Just smile at them, ask them how they're doing, and just get them with that. Do you want to play that?
Well, I think it's time to pray. It's time to pray yet, but I think it's time to play the our testimony.
Oh yes,
we have an awesome testimony now. Some of you may not know who Jay Conrad is. Especially if you're not from around here. But Jay works at Walmart, and he goes to our church. Now, Jay, back in 2011, and he'll say the date on the testimony, but back then he had a heart attack in Walmart while he was working.
Mm-hmm.
And he died three times,
mm-hmm.
and they defibrillated him three times. And on the testimony, you'll hear that 4 out of 100 people that are defibrillated three times make it.
Yeah.
Only four.
Four out of
so
100.
96 people in general will pass on.
Yeah.
Now, it's just amazing because the doctors had to put him in a coma. Well, I'll let him tell the story.
Just let him tell the story.
I'll let him tell the story. So, yeah, just please just I hope this really blesses you the way it blessed me when I talked to him yesterday. So just enjoy this testimony by Jay Conrad.
Hi there, this is Marcus with the Messengers radio program right here on uturnradio.org. Today I'm here with Jay Conrad. Now Jay had a unique situation. He had doctors that were speaking death over him, yet he had a family and friend and a church family that was speaking life over him. Today Jay's going to share his testimony of what happened that fateful day. Jay?
It was September 25th, 2011, and I had just clocked out from work, and I work at Walmart, so I was working overnights, and I just clocked out. It was about 7:20 in the morning, and my wife had the flu, so I was going to scramble some eggs for her, and we were, you know, and then I was going to get ready to go to church, and I passed out. Actually, what the doctor said is I died. I had one of the assistant managers give me CPR, and then we had a Decatur policeman come in, and he gave me some more CPR. We had a Decatur fire truck come in, and he gave me CPR. He actually defibrillated me the first time. And then he, the paramedics got there, and they defibrillated me a second time. And on the way from Walmart to the Decatur Hospital, they had to defibrillate me a third time. So all in all, that wonderful morning, I died three times. And the doctors were kind of concerned about my health, my mental state, whether I was ever going to come back or not. So anyway, and of course I did. God was there with me every step of the way that morning. They put in a couple of stents. I was in the hospital for about a week and came home. And in fact, I was at church the following Sunday. So, yep, God was with me all, every bit of that week. Now, I could give you some numbers if you want, Marcus. Well, like they said, 4 out of 100 people that are defibrillated three times live. So God was with me on that because I was one of the four. And then there was, they didn't know how long I was without oxygen and stuff. And they were really worried about brain damage, lack of oxygen, and if I'd ever come back out. They had induced me into a coma. And they were kind of worried if I was ever going to come back out of the coma. So, but God was with me. He woke me up. I was awake, I think 2 days after that, I started waking up and stuff. And my daughters say I was hilarious, so I guess I was. So during all that, so it was kind of a lost week because I was in as I was coming out of the coma that it put me in. I don't remember anything that whole week, so it was quite a deal.
Well, were there any scriptures that you were standing on during this whole time that your family or friends were?
Pastor Kevin had the prayer chain going, and so he had the scriptures going. And myself, I really, my brain wasn't quite together.
Right.
So my scriptures were based on what I had before the heart attack, which was a strong base there from the Father's house and all the friends that I have, all the family I have there. So it's very, very interesting. And so I just love Jesus today. I haven't had a bad day since 2000, since that day. September 25th, 2011 was the last bad day I ever had. Jesus won't let me have another bad day.
Amen.
So it's all, smile, fun. You gotta live. And Jesus, whether your job, whether it's at Walmart or if you're cooking hamburgers at Jack in the Box or somewhere, it's what you make of it. And right now, God's got me over there, and you make a day. You laugh, you have fun, and you live. I mean, you live. That's what you got to do, and you live for Jesus.
Amen. All right. Well, Jay, I want to thank you so much for your testimony today. And I just want to say back to you guys, myself and my wife in the studio.
Hello. This is Trisha. I want to read you something from Enjoying Everyday Life with Joyce Myers. This is called Shaping Your World with God's Words. Have you ever thought about God's wonderful gift of speech? Proverbs 15:23 says, "A word spoken at the right moment, how good it is." God has given us the ability to bless, encourage, praise, sing, and worship with our words. But too often our mouths, and a teeny instrument called the tongue, gets us in trouble. If you have an unbridled tongue, and I struggled with this for years in this area, there is no end to the havoc you can create in your own life and the lives of people around you. But the human tongue can be tamed by no man. It is restless, evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in God's likeness. James 3:8-9. Our words can do severe damage to our relationships, our careers, and the world around us. But here's the good news. With the help of the Holy Spirit, they can also do great good. God can give us the wisdom we need to control our tongues and learn to speak life-giving words that reflect the love of Christ and what His Word says. Here are a few tips to help you train your tongue and shape your life. Number one, use your words to bless. Our words have the power to bless and curse. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it, for death or life." We need to pay close attention to the way we talk about ourselves. People who have not disciplined their mouths say some of the most awful things about themselves. "I can't do anything right. Nothing ever works for me. Nobody loves me." Instead of speaking out of our feelings or circumstances, we need to say the same thing that God says about us in His Word. One of the first things I say when I get up in the morning is, "God, I bless this day in Jesus' name. I bless my husband, children, grandchildren, and myself in Jesus' name. I'm blessed when I come in, and I'm blessed when I go out." Number two, be thankful and say so. Psalms 100, verse 4 says we should be thankful and say so. Tell people you're thankful for what they do, and thank God for everything. Take a few minutes every day and thank God for everything you can think of. Your family, your health, food, hot water. God has given us a mouth to glorify Him. When I have my blessing session every morning, I take time to thank God for working in my life. One thing I've learned is when you're waiting for a breakthrough, we need to thank Him for working on that situation behind the scenes. Number three, encourage, edify, and build others up. Encouraging people has not always come easy to me, but years ago I made a commitment to God to start doing it on purpose. Every day I ask the Holy Spirit to show me who I can encourage. Isaiah 54 says, "The servant of God, the Lord God, has given me the tongue of the discipline and of one who is taught, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary." Think about the people you already know you're going to be around and ask God to put something in your heart that you can say to them that will build them up. Number four, tell the truth. The Bible says in John 4 that true worshipers will worship God in spirit and truth. If you're waiting for a promotion from God, then you need to be committed to the truth. Proverbs 23:23 says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." Hold on to the truth might mean losing a friend or your reputation. If you're going to be committed to the truth, there will be times when you have to make a sacrifice. Hang on to it no matter what it costs you. It is so rewarding. The Bible says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John 8:32. Number five, speak the word of God. Jeremiah 23:28-29 says, "He who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks in pieces of rock?" Keep hitting your problems with the hammer of God's word. Speak the word out loud faithfully. It'll break the hardest things you're facing into pieces. And number six, don't talk too much. A lot of times, we just need to be quiet. Proverbs 10:19 says, "In a multitude of words, transgression is not lacking, but he who resists his lips is prudent." I think it's interesting that we have two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, and only one mouth. We need to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Galatians 5:16 says, "If you walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." If you concentrate on God's goodness and encourage others along the way, you will experience more joy. God loves you so much, and with His help, you can control your tongue and be led by the Spirit daily.
Daily. That's awesome.
Daily.
Well, we are here about 5 minutes left on the show, and we would not be a great Christian radio show if we did not offer the ability to not only receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, but also the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So, Father, I just right now, Father, I just ask that your words come out of my mouth. I'm going to read to you right now in Romans 10:9. Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." So I want to just encourage everybody, anybody out there that's listening right now or listening on the archive later on.
Yes.
If you are not a believer, I encourage you, if you want to become a believer, pray after me. You have to make sure you say these words out loud.
Out loud.
We were talking about earlier about your words. Make sure you say them out loud.
Yes.
No, and that because that discourages
Speak
the
life.
Enemy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So say this with me. Father God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for your son Jesus and for his shed blood on the cross. I realize that blood covers my sin, and I accept that right now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask right now that you would come into my life and that you would wash me clean in the blood that Jesus shed for me. Help me, Father, to learn more about you and the path that you've chosen for me. Father, I give up everything for you. I give up this world, this life that I've lived in this world, Father. I say, Father, I need you more than I need this life in this world. And Father, I just invite you right now to come in and wash me clean. Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross and that he rose again on the third day, Father. I believe that you did that. And if in Jesus' precious name, amen. And I just encourage you, if you've done that, we would love to help you with your walk. We would love to disciple you. Email us at themessengersradio@gmail.com. And we would love just to get some information in your hands. We would love to continue talking with you over and over.
Help you find a Bible-believing church in your area.
And not just that, but help you grow in your walk.
Yes.
We encourage you to do that. So those out there that are believers and have confessed this with their mouth, and you have not received the Holy Spirit, what a great time. Do you want to pray for this one, Trisha, or do you want me to?
You go ahead.
All right. I would love to. So we just encourage you right now to say this after me. Say it out loud, like I said, with the prayer of faith. But say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I receive your Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit, I thank you for coming into my life, and I thank you that you are going to help me in my walk. I encourage you right now to not only receive the Holy Spirit, but keep reading the Bible daily, finding out who you are and what God's path for you is. And I didn't say amen.
You forgot to say amen.
Sometimes I get overwhelmed and I get excited.
Well, I just want to say real quick before we head off, tomorrow is Marcus's birthday.
Oh, whatever.
So happy birthday.
Thank you.
And we love you.
And we're going to let you go out with you. We're not going to go out with you guys. I'm married. Anyway, we're going to go out with this song by Toby Mack, talking about Speak Life today. So this is the Speak Life song. Enjoy your week, and we hope to hear from you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Some days life feels perfect, other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong. And